AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says a U.S. military plane has left Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, headed to earthquake victims in Nepal. On board, 45 tons of cargo and a disaster response team. Cecilia Kaiser with Oxfam says the first priority is setting up shelters for the night in Nepal.
We are active actually in establishing shelters for people, and especially also providing water and logistics, trying to arrange that people are safe for the night.
The quake has killed more than 2,500 people. Aftershocks have terrified people in Kathmandu. Zachary Reeves is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
The first 3 days after the initial shock are the highest probability for large aftershocks, like the two that we've had that were over at 6.
Reports from remote mountain villages suggest many communities were devastated or struggling to cope. A wake is being held today in Baltimore. There will be a funeral tomorrow for Freddie Gray. He is the man who died after being placed in police custody. At the Empowerment Temple Church in Baltimore, Reverend Jamal Bryan says corrupt police officers are like roaches that only come out in the dark.
I came to speak to every corrupt police officer in the city of Baltimore. The lights are on. You better start running for cover!
Protests in Baltimore over Gray's arrest led to 34 arrests yesterday. The acting chief executive of the Clinton Foundation says mistakes were made disclosing its donors. Maura Pally says the foundation mistakenly combined government grants and donations. She stressed total revenue was reported accurately. The foundation has come under growing scrutiny as Hillary Clinton starts her presidential campaign. This is AP Radio News. Members of Congress from both parties want an apology when the Prime Minister of Japan speaks to Congress this week.
Shinzo Abe will be the first Japanese Prime Minister to address a joint meeting of Congress, and lawmakers want him to reiterate apologies made by his predecessors for Japan's wartime aggression. New York Congressman Steve Israel says Abe needs to address the issue of thousands of women who were forced to work as sex slaves.
These wounds need to be closed, they need to be healed, and Prime Minister Abe can do that closure, can do that healing, by exposing those wounds to the light of the truth and an apology.
While Abe has said Japan has feelings of deep remorse about the war, an apology appears unlikely. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
French President François Hollande urged vigilance against a return of anti-Semitism and racism as he visited a former gas chamber to honor those who died in the only Nazi concentration camp on French soil. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.